It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 2, Episode 15 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Football season winding up for most of our teams. Still got one team in the playoffs, but going to start talking about a little bit about basketball starting next week, Tony. Looking forward to that, too.
There's not a long transition between football and basketball in Arkansas. It's one of the things I really like. It's a longer transition in West Virginia, but here it's really quick.
Yeah, it doesn't take long, does it? But, you know, we're on episode number 15, and we got King Tut in with us this morning. And, Jeff, what you think? What's your favorite number 15?
Well, you know, I'm a Packers guy.
Yeah.
I would steal one from you.
Well, you can.
But
go ahead. You take it.
Well, Ryan Mallett, to start with, I'm a Razorback. Not a Michigan Wolverine fan, which is where he started.
But yep.
You know, Texas High, he's a local guy. I mean, we could have had him on here years ago.
That's right.
But Razorback number 15, Ryan Mallett, Green Bay Packers, Bart Starr. I don't remember seeing him play, by the way.
You don't?
No.
I do.
I've seen highlights.
Yeah. I do. I have, too.
Bart Starr was a winner.
Him going over the goal line in the Ice Bowl.
Yeah.
That's what I see.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Yeah.
Tony, what about you?
I'm going to have to go with Marshall great Hal Greer. You know, on the NBA top 50 ever team, and just a outstanding basketball player, was a great ambassador for Marshall.
Yeah, and me, I'm going to jump on the bandwagon, and I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes. You talk about winners. I just think he's a winner.
Oh, there's no doubt the man is a winner.
And he looks like he's having fun.
Yeah, I saw a stat on GetUp yesterday. The Chiefs are 9-0, and they've only outscored their opponents by 58 points. Mm-hmm. The Steelers have outscored their opponents by more than that, and they're 7-2.
Yeah.
So they win. They just win, you know, and they're finding different ways to win that doesn't involve Mahomes. They blocked a field goal this weekend against the Broncos.
When they were beat.
Yeah.
I mean, they were beat.
They were. You're right.
Yeah.
You know, talking about them being 9-0, I think they're 15-0 in their last 15 games.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty impressive when you take those last games last year. You're talking about the playoffs and the Super Bowl. You're not talking about cupcakes in the middle of the season.
Well, they play in a weak division, and that's going to work against them for having a perfect season, I think, because they're going to have everything they can wrapped up probably with 2 or 3 weeks to go. And then you want to sit people, and that's probably, if they have a shot at the undefeated season, that's probably
one of the best coaches in the league is not going to risk.
I tell you what,
Patrick
man.
Mahomes' ankle in week 16 and 17.
When the Eagles fired Andy Reid, I got on Facebook and said, this is a mistake. This is one of the best coaches in the NFL. I had people on Facebook saying, no, they needed to move on, stuff like that. Andy Reid's the best coach in the NFL.
Must be an Eagles thing. They also fired Doug Peterson, who had just won a Super Bowl 2 years prior to that.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. They're fickle.
Hey, short memories on that. But now we're going to talk about the Queen Leopard football. Tony, Leopards finish up the season 3-7 after a 43-0 defeat at Arkansas High last Thursday.
Yeah, the hope was that, and it looked like that it was going to come to fruition when the Razorbacks were 0-7, that they would have nothing to play for Friday night. Turned out they had everything to play for, and they played like a team that had everything to play for. And we were just kind of on the wrong side of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think they used to say they took us to the woodshed.
Yeah.
But you know what? There was still some good play.
There was.
You know, go ahead.
Well, Jake Martin was everywhere. He didn't even play in the second half, had 10 tackles, a tackle for loss, and I thought played really inspired football.
Yeah, he really did. I think the other thing that we got out of that game is that we got some ninth graders coming up that are going to be able
Absolutely.
To help us right off the bat.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I was so impressed with Cam Vaughn and mm-hmm. the way he played in the secondary. Landon Wise as well, Jordan Ledesma. I mean, they stepped right in, and it looked like they've been playing with our varsity all season.
Yeah, and Atric Rayfand.
Yeah.
Remember that name.
Yeah.
Tackle, right tackle. He did an outstanding job.
He did.
Thursday night.
He absolutely.
Yeah, and not taking anything away from our senior players, but, I mean, we just talk about them. We, you know, they came up, had a good year, and helped out the senior team in this final game.
Let's give all those seniors a mention.
Okay.
Cole Binkley, Ulysses Cotto, Lance Wise, Trent Matthews, McCaden Smith, Esteban Alvarez, Caden Billingsley, Juan Pinedola, Henry Campuzano, and Philip Chang. So, Leopards, 10 seniors, but a lot to look forward to, and really appreciate what these seniors, though, have given to the program over the last 3 years.
Yeah, and when you look at a record, you know, you look at the final game, you might think a little bit different, but what a tremendous improvement over the year.
Oh, yeah.
Three wins, you know, when we started talking about that, they had lost 55 out of 56 games.
Right.
And so they won three games in a row.
Yeah.
And really played well, and we're in a lot more games.
Won a conference game. It was shellacked Hope in a conference game. We'd not won a conference game.
2017, I believe. Is that right?
No. 19? It hadn't been out. It was 19.
Yeah.
And then was in the ball game with Hot Springs and Magnolia. Those games could have easily been tighter than they were. I thought the Leopards were vastly improved this year. Coach Bell and his staff deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. Look forward to great things as we move forward with the Leopard football team. Football's over with for the Leopards, and guess what? Basketball starts.
That's exactly right.
Looking at this week, the girls go to Sheridan, and then both teams will be playing Dirks Thursday night.
Right. This podcast will hit too soon for us to let you know that we'll be on the radio tonight from Sheridan, but we will be, all three of us will be on the radio from Dirks on Thursday night on 92.1.
Yeah, we're gonna get the King in with us.
The King Tuck, so we can steal his headset.
Yeah. Bring both sets, will you?
Yeah, I'm bringing the used one. The abused one.
But, you know, guys, you know, love football.
But love football.
Interesting. Yeah, it's great. And nothing, no shade on football, but kind of looking forward to basketball now. You know, it's kind of that time the weather starts turning, deer season's here. I mean, you know, that's either playoff football or basketball, one of the two.
I like basketball right now. After Christmas, I'll start to love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can agree with that. But, Tony, who are we going to go with for the Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week this week?
I think we're going to go with Jake Martin. Like I say, 10 tackles, one for loss in the first half. I thought he played really inspired. I think the coaching staff did a good job in the second half of getting some of those freshmen in there and getting them some varsity experience. So Jake could have maybe had 20 tackles had he played the second half. I don't know. With the running clock, it's hard to say. But he ends up with 80 tackles on the year. So I'm going to go with Jake Martin.
All right. So Jake Martin's our Shelter Insurance Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week. And that wraps up football for the Leopards, and we'll talk about basketball next week.
Let's take a moment to talk about DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen, 870-642-8387 to schedule an appointment today.
That's vets.
Yes, indeed. And then Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181 is the number to call to schedule your appointment down in Ashdown. So across
that doesn't mean anything.
No, it does not.
I tried to make it mean something. It doesn't.
Nah,
the vets is good.
Yeah, vets is great.
And they are vets. They are the best vets.
Mm-hmm.
They cover all of Southwest Arkansas with great veterinary services.
Well said.
Yeah, I have a hard time saying veterinary.
Nah, I'm with you. You got to really get it out there. Just looking at some of the Google reviews on Ashdown Veterinary Clinic first, really, really good across the board. Almost 200 reviews, all mainly 5 stars. In fact, I saw one I was looking for that I don't think the lady, she doesn't know how to use Google. She gave it 1 star and said, "My husband used them for many years and still to this day, very good service and bedside manner from all the staff." one star.
Yeah, well, that may be because that was for her husband, not for the veteran.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So even though the star was one, the review was glowing.
Yeah, you only got one star.
Yeah.
The husband got one star. The clinic got a glowing recommendation.
That's right. Awesome job. Kept us informed the entire time when our dog was with them at a very fair rate. Fantastic vet that really cares about your animals. If your pet has a problem, Dr. Martin can take care with very reasonable prices. That was for Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. Even more for DeQueen Animal Hospital. 5 stars across the board. So if you're here in Sevier County or Little River County or the surrounding areas and you want to take your pets to a quality veterinarian, well, DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, it can't get any better than that. They have Southwest Arkansas covered and very, very, very good people over there. Fine folks up front, great bedside manners, and Dr. Martin is a great person to have looking after your pets.
Yeah, large or small, doesn't matter if you got a giraffe or you got a mouse.
Yeah.
He can take care of it.
He's going to do whatever he can to make sure that that mouse or giraffe has a very good life.
Yeah.
Do you have to go to school to be a giraffe doctor?
He went to school for a long time.
For all of it, right? Yeah. That's all of it. Okay.
That covers them all.
All right.
Large to small, and that's what he does at his vet clinics, large to small.
I kind of want to put him up to the task, but I think he'd nail it.
I know he would.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's got a big enough ladder for a giraffe.
Bring your giraffes and lions and various circus animals to DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, one of our oldest sponsors here on the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Now, on the line, let's get to Jim Cross.
Jim, good to hear from you this week.
Hey, good to visit, guys. Excited about the playoffs and finish up the regular season on a high note, beating Fountain Lake and Coach Matt Richardson, 39-30. So it was a roller coaster ride. We got behind early and made it exciting at the end.
Yeah, the Panthers, are the only team going to the playoffs from our area, and so we're all riding on y'all's coattails as you make that short trip to Highland.
Take the hopes and dreams of Southwest Arkansas with you to Highland. But just stuff it in the trunk there and get it out when you get there.
I can get you guys there in about 4 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah, I thought you were leaving today, right after the show. Great. You know, I listened to the game on the radio, and great comeback by the Panthers. We talked about this a little bit off the air, and game turned around on a fake punt.
Yeah, the fake punt, guys, was really interesting. I asked Coach McCaslin after the game if it was a call thing, and he said no. Hayden Ziegler just saw it and took off. We're 4th and 15 from about the 12-yard line with about 3 minutes to go till halftime. We're trailing 18-7, and Hayden does his little deal like he always does, takes a step and kind of surveys the thing, and he goes to his right, and there's nobody there, and so he just took off and ran over about two kids and got about 20 yards, and we end up scoring a touchdown with about 30 seconds left to go in the half to cut the lead to 18-14. We get the ball to start of the second half, score and go up. And, that could have been a 14-point swing, because if we don't make it, they've got the ball at about the 25-yard line with a couple minutes to go, and we could have been behind 25-7.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm gonna copy off something that we've been talking about. He's been saying about other people, winners win. And Hayden Ziegler's a winner. And then
it's nice when one of your best athletes on the field, you punter. And recognizes that.
If I'd have made that decision, I'd have lost 5 yards. But makes 20 yards on it. And that's just what winners do. And Hayden's a winner and a great athlete. And so what else you got for the second half there? Anything? Just, I know y'all kind of took it over from there and went on to the 39-30 victory.
Well, Riley Williamson had a great game, fellas. He had 100 yards passing, another 150 yards rushing, 5 touchdowns, 3 and 3 in the air, 2 to Bryson French, and 2 on the ground. And between him and Sheldon Thompson, senior running back, he had 126 yards. It's kind of interesting to talk to Coach McCaslin. You know, he likes to throw the ball, but we were just running the ball so well behind the offensive line that basically it was one play Sheldon would run it, and the next play Riley would keep it. And it was just on and on and on the second half, and they literally could not stop us, stop our running game in the second half.
Well, that's great, and make the playoffs as the fourth seed, get to go to Highland. Before we talk about that for a minute, can you tell us who your Domtar Ashdown Panther Player of the Week is?
Well, if I didn't give it to the guy with five touchdowns, I'd probably question my intelligence. So we'll go with Riley Williamson, that, like I say, counted for five touchdowns.
And about 250 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 250 yards.
So Riley Williamson.
That's a pretty good day at the office.
That's true. Riley Williamson, your Domtar Ashdown Panther Player of the Week. And I'm just going to give a shout out. Give me the running back's name again. He had 126 yards, you said?
Sheldon Thompson. He also had an interception. He plays defensive back. He also returns punts and kicks. And he's one of the best I've ever seen at just catching the ball. Because, you know, you guys have seen the punts. And some, if you don't catch it, you know, it can roll to your house, to my house. And Sheldon seemingly always catches. Now, he's also can run it as well. But he really, really, he can catch it all over the field. I can't think of maybe once or twice when he didn't catch it. And, He's a very talented athlete.
Well, you know, I don't know if you know this yet, Jim. I just saw it yesterday. The Farm Bureau, their players to watch their watch list, Sheldon Thompson was on that list for 4A.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Well, he's had a well of a season. He's consistently, he plays both ways, plays all special teams, and he's had he's only about 5'7", about 150, but he is strong and fast.
Pops the popcorn for the concession stand before the game.
I mean, I think I saw tickets. Him in there. Yeah, takes up tickets. Yeah, drives the bus. Yeah.
Well, just want to talk about Highland just for a second. If you know anything about them, other than it's you got to go through Missouri to get there.
We do know
that. But what about their team? What's their record? What do you know about them, Jim?
I know that they're scoring about 31 points a game and giving up 9. So defensively, you know, they're as solid as we'll play anybody all year. They're huge up front. They're going to run the football, and they got a pretty good running back. But, you know, they're a power team. But, you know, here's just my take from what I've seen. They haven't played the schedule that we played.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, they still may beat us 4 touchdowns, but they're a good team. But they haven't played Arkadelphia and Malvern and Little Rock Mills. And, you know, from what I can tell, their conference is not as strong top to bottom as ours. And so, talking to the coaches, they think if we can just slow the running game down and make them pass, you know, that'll fall into, you know, our lap. And we're going to be faster than them, but they're going to be a lot bigger than us. So we'll see how that goes.
It seems like that's happened a lot of times in the playoffs. Highland, you know, undefeated or one loss, and they come in and they end up losing to a lower seeded team from down here. And I think it just has to do with competition.
Yeah, they played Monticello last year. My friend Randy Harvey's the coach over at Monticello, and he was telling me about it. They beat Highland by 1 point last year at Highland, and kind of the same kind of deal. Monticello has a lot of speed as well. Mm-hmm. And so, we're hoping to get you 3 or 4 big plays. And, we'd prefer to turn it into a higher scoring game. I think they want to keep it, you know, lower scoring. But, hey, we can run the ball too. So, and we're playing as well as we've played all year. And we're starting to get some guys back healthy, so that's a big deal. I think we match up, you know, is about as good as you could with a 4 seed than a 2 seed.
Well, you know, looking at Hootons, they have a 2-time all-conference quarterback in Zach Huckabee, all-conference running back in Keegan Statler. I think you're right, and it says their size is their one of their strengths, and a lack of depth is one of their weaknesses. I think you're exactly right. I think if you can kind of contain, that's what we always say.
Yeah.
If you can contain, you can hold them, you know, 24 to 28 points and you guys throw the ball and run the ball like you have been, I think you got a good chance, Jim. And I'm telling you, I'm rooting for the Panthers despite the fact that Highland is coached by Sterling Stowers is his name, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that.
So now you got another advantage, Jim.
That's exactly right.
Sterling Stowers. That sounds like a race car driver.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It does.
I wish I was named Sterling.
So y'all think this is upset alert of the week?
I think so.
I hope so.
I'll tell you what it is. It's our DeQueen Motorsports game of the week as well. So,
yeah.
Man, go up there and make us proud, Jim.
Yep, and we're looking forward to talking to you about a victory and seeing where you're going to play next week.
If we win, it looks like we'll go to Malvern. And so the bad news is we're going to Malvern. The good news is they have bathrooms in the press box.
And you've won.
Yeah, and so. All of us here know what you're talking about.
Yes.
So that's very important as you...
It's huge, brother.
As you get more experience.
Yes.
That's right. But Jim, man, we appreciate you and all you do for us every week, and just look forward to talking to you next week.
Hey, guys, and everybody down here in Little River County appreciates how you guys have put out football down here and made it important, and the kids love it, the parents love it, and especially the grandparents love it. So appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you so much, appreciate Jim. That. Have a good week.
Got to. Bye-bye. Bye.
And we're here with Coach Paul David Willis of the Horatio Lions. Coach, finished up the season Friday night. Give me your thoughts on the game, and if you want to, the season.
Well, as far as the game goes, we were playing the undefeated district champs. So, we kind of had a hard road to hoe to begin with. But the kids competed and the kids played well. I mean, they played hard. So I was pleased. The week before, I was extremely disappointed with our effort and the mentality that we played with. I thought this week we played with a whole lot more effort. And I was extremely pleased with the kids. We had talked to those kids about, that game was important for us. It was the last game for the seniors to play in, which is, it's always a kind of a heart-wrenching thing. And then it was also a big deal for the sophomores and the juniors. And because, we needed to kind of go into all season with a good note. I felt like seasons, we've done some good things. The kids have worked hard. The kids have gotten better. And we went to Camden Harbor Grove the week before and just didn't perform. And I didn't want to go into the off season with a sour taste in our mouth. And I felt like that the way we competed and the way we played Friday, then it kind of gave us a chance to go into off season on a positive note and get ready for next year.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you and all you've done for us, not only this week, but all year long. And, just watching the growth and the maturation of the Lions team, I can't help but think that there are good things coming for Horatio Lion football.
Well, we're definitely, that's kind of what we're preaching. It's kind of what we're working toward, I know, I took the job. It had been down for a while and the fix wasn't going to be overnight. In today's world, everybody wants a quick fix on everything. And, everything, you just can't have a quick fix on. Sometimes it just takes time. And that's kind of where we're at. In fact, we're going to get started today. We're going to get in off season today and start getting in the weight room and kind of continue to change the mentality and become a better athlete.
Well, Coach, what about your Horatio State Bank line player of the week?
This week, we gave it to Daniel Gideon. Daniel plays split in for us. Daniel's a basketball player. He's about 6'3", and one of those kind of kids that when a football coach sees him, you think split in. And the whole year, we've been kind of trying to get Daniel to be aggressive and go get the ball and those kind of things. And I don't know why he saved it to the last week, but he did. I'm proud for him, and that's who we kind of gave that award to.
Okay, well, that's good. Daniel Gideon, the Horatio State Bank line player of the week. And, Coach, just to kind of swap over for a minute, I'm assuming basketball starting real soon down there at Horatio.
I think they got a game tonight. So yeah. it's the quick turnaround.
Yeah, it doesn't take long, does it? So move into another sport, but that gives you opportunity with your kids in off season to build some strength and also just build a bond for the team and get them together and look forward to the coming year and be talking about that.
Right. Well, that's kind of where we're at. We're going to get started with the off season today, and we're going to just work to get better. That's all you can do.
Hey, that sounds good. Anything else you got for us before we let you go?
No, I appreciate y'all doing what you do, and look forward to good Lord don't have other plans for me. I plan on being back next year, and we'll continue this relationship.
That sounds great for me. We appreciate everything you've done for us. Have a good day, man.
All right. Thank you.
Let's take a second to talk about UA Cossetot. That's cccua.edu, a fantastic website where you can get all the information and pre-sign-up processes done at that very website. So if you're looking at going to UA Cossetot, so much information on uacossetot.edu. You can learn about all their programs of study. It's an excellent website that they've clearly put a lot of effort into, and literally everything you need to know about them can be found on there.
Yeah, you can do anything on there. All their courses of study, all their scholarships, mm-hmm. all their admission processes. Mm-hmm. Everything can be done online. You don't even have to make a phone call.
It's awesome. And one thing we haven't talked about for a little bit is actually the facility rentals. UA Cossetot mm-hmm. has selected facilities on each campus available for staff and students and community groups with the process to promote educational processes. Reservation requests and inquiries can be made by contacting the facility reservations office at 870-584-1462 or give them an email at reservations@cccua.edu. I know, I think you've been in some of those facility rentals, given speeches on like economic development stuff mm-hmm. and all kinds of stuff like that. So, yeah. I believe they get utilized for like Hispanic language nursing the things and like literally anything you can imagine that's educational. They have a facility to rent you.
Yeah, well, I've been through there for all kinds of things, different functions for community, educational things, also for economic development. Mm-hmm. And so it's used for many different things other than just teaching classes.
That's right.
Although that is the main purpose.
Sure.
That they're there.
UA Cossetot, an absolute pillar of the community here in Southwest Arkansas. They have a campus here in DeQueen. They have a campus in Locksburg. And they have a campus in Nashville as well. That's just Southwest Arkansas.
And one in Ashdown.
Yeah. Is that new or no? That's been there for a long time.
It's been there. Yeah.
I'm new here. That's
new.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You only pass it every time you go down there.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Yeah. They wouldn't take me.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. They take anybody. Not me, but they would take most anybody.
They take almost anybody.
Almost anybody. Yeah. And almost anybody has access to their amazing scholarships and grants for study. But they also have another website, Greg, that is just as educational and high class as cccua.edu, and that's uacossetotcolts.com.
Yeah, and that's their athletic website, and you can go and see all the different athletic programs they have, from soccer, men's and women's, basketball, men's and women's, and shooting sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, which shooting sports are going on right now. Soccer's finishing up. Basketball just getting started.
Nice.
And if you look at this week, actually on the 7th, they're going to be in Locksburg playing Champion Christian College, and that's going to start at 7 p.m. So if you'd like to go see them, and I'm going to tell you, if you've seen these players, this isn't a pickup game of basketball.
Yeah.
They're high quality kids getting recruited by Division I schools.
Mm-hmm. This is a Division II National Junior College Athletic mm-hmm. Association member. Are the Colts playing this week away or at home at the historic 1950s UA Cossetot Bank of Locksburg Gymnasium in Locksburg?
Well, the 7th is Thursday.
Yeah.
And they're playing at home Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very
good. Got a game last night.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't talk about that.
Yeah, yeah, that's over with.
Yeah, that's over with. But they got one on November 7th.
Yeah, and you've said yourself these are great games to go to. High level,
yeah.
Amazing gymnasium they got.
Yeah.
And you can come out and support the Colts.
Yeah. You really can, and it's a great thing to do. If you like basketball, you're going to see a great game of basketball.
I love it. And you can donate directly to the UA Cossatot Colts if you like. The Cossatot Foundation on the website can allow you. You can donate generally, or you can actually specify where your donated funds go to. So support the Colts in many different ways. Just go to uacossatotcolts.com or cccua.edu.
We're here with Coach Ed Baker of the Foreman Gators. And Coach, we appreciate you calling in. And just so you know, in case I forget, we appreciate everything you've done all year long for us to help us out. It really makes it a lot easier when we get the chance to talk to you, and you can tell us all about what's going on with Gator football. And just tell us a little bit about this week.
Well, man, kind of started off really good. Fayette County had a nice little five-play drive going, and then Rylan Johnson stripped the ball on about the 10-15 yard line and ran it all the way back for a touchdown to put us up 6-0. Lafayette answered, and I think they went up 8-6 there, then got a stop and went up 14-6, and we answered with a nice drive. Actually, it was 12 because we took the lead, I think. We answered with a nice drive. DJ Anderson had about a 10-yard touchdown run after that to top it off, and we got the two. So I think we were up 14-12, or we were down 14-12, something right there. And then we traded turnovers. So with about 6 minutes left in the second quarter, it's 20-14, Lafayette County, and then everything in the world that could go wrong went wrong in the last 5-6 minutes of the quarter, and they had wound up having 50 points by the half after it being 20-14 with about 6 minutes left in the quarter to go to half. So we kind of imploded there. But again, our kids played hard and proud of their effort. Sorry we couldn't get a win for our three seniors, Wyatt Duran, Kenneth Hanna, and DJ Anderson. Those poor guys, man, they persevered through some tough times. I don't think they got a win junior high through high school, but man, they've been great leaders for us all year and couldn't ask for a better group of seniors.
Well, you know, Lafayette County is the most Jekyll and Hyde team. They're the most Jekyll and Hyde team that we've had.
Oh,
it's crazy because they've got all kinds of ability.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, man. At number 7 they got, he's unbelievable. 23, both those guys can score anytime they touch the ball. They're big up front, athletic. They're really good. Kind of like you said, kind of Jekyll and Hyde.
Well, Coach, appreciate your comments on the game. Who do you have for the Gator Player of the Week, sponsored by Horatio State Bank?
Matthew Gawicki. He's a junior offensive and defensive lineman for us. Kid that's really just gotten better all as the seasons went along. He studies and he really wants to learn and do good. And most started off at the beginning of the year, he just was an offensive line guy for us. And then towards the end of the year, when we got into numbers crunch, he wound up playing mostly both ways. So he did well the other night, and he's just really come on all year. So we picked him.
Okay, that's a great Matthew Gawicki, the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week. Coach, season's over. I want to talk to you a little bit about the future of Gator football. Do you anticipate? I know your numbers were really low this year. Do you anticipate picking up some from junior high and having a bigger squad next year?
Well, we lose three seniors. We have seven. We had seven freshmen this year. And three of them moved up at the end of the year, and a couple of them wound up starting for us the last couple of games. Nick Berwin on the offensive line and Eli Long in the secondary. We're probably going to be around 20, so that'll be more than this year. We got a couple of small classes, but we've had some interest from some kids throughout the course of the year about playing next year as well. So we could be anywhere from 18, 19 to mid-20s, I would say. It's all going to depend on how it plays out.
Well, that'd be outstanding.
Yeah, I got to start walking the halls and get those kids out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just having that many more be a big help to you. I know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would assume that, coaching-wise, I don't know this, it'd be more difficult when you don't have enough to go 11-on-11.
Yeah, you would think it would be easier towards, having more numbers. And you think it'd be easier having less kids to deal with, like getting them in on and off the field. But, man, that last half of the year there, we were, instead of counting who was on the field, we were counting who was off. So we knew, we had 11 out there if we had three on the sideline or four. The numbers definitely help. Like you said, that hurt us defensively this year for sure. Not being able, we couldn't line up and show, hey, these are the plays. We had to rely on film and just lining up to sets with, using dummies for half your guys, and just not really able to run plays because coaches are part of the scout team guys. So yeah, it was definitely put us back behind the eight ball defensively for sure.
So you didn't let any of those kids hit you during practice, did you?
Oh, we got hit a time or two, but nothing too bad.
Yeah. I want to just compliment you because I've talked to other people in the areas you played other teams, and they talk about how well coached your team is and how they know that you're moving in the right direction, and I think that's just a great compliment from some of your competitors.
Well, we appreciate that, man. This is a tough league. A lot of good athletes, a lot of good coaches. So it's definitely a challenge week in and week out.
Well, Coach, we're moving on to basketball now, and we'll be talking to the basketball coaches and as we move forward here. But we appreciate everything you've done for us this year and for the kids down at Foreman, and we look forward to talking to you more in the future.
You bet. We appreciate all you do for high school athletics in this area. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
Have a good week.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. May we take a second to talk about our title sponsor and our oldest sponsor here on the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. That is Dr. Randy Walker and the entire Walker Enterprise. That's why we love them. We have so much to talk about each time we do an ad for these fine folks, and we appreciate them so much for being our title sponsor from the very beginning. Dr. Randy Walker Family Practice and Allergy Clinic, open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. They accept Arkansas and Oklahoma Medicaid and have a wide range of services that you've come to expect. 870-584-3000, and if it's after hours, hit option 6 and you will talk to Brad Patterson, their after hours triage specialist, 7 days a week. You also have Walker Pediatrics here in DeQueen, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm very thankful of that personally. And a clinic coming to Foreman soon, so I can't wait to get more information on that. Of course, here in DeQueen, the new X-ray machine has arrived. Less radiation to produce a clearer, more detailed picture. Make sure, again, to pay attention to that. And Leopard Care Clinic, of course, on campus, full service medical clinic, open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., bringing essential services to kids and staff alike when and where they need them most, which is on campus. What do you got over there, Greg? That looks fun.
Well, I am lucky today that I have Simple Simon's Pizza. Dine-in, carry-out, delivery. You can call them at 870-642-4103. And what do they have?
Oh, what do they got?
They got pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they also have more than pizza. They have salads. They have sandwiches.
Whoopsh.
They have strombolis.
Whoopsh.
They have calzone.
Whoopsh.
They have the Beast Feast.
Whoopsh.
And they cater.
Whoopsh.
They deliver.
Yeah.
And,
wings, too. Wings are great and fat.
Yeah.
Their wings are hefty.
Have you
hefty.
Actually had their wings, man. Now? You got them, didn't you?
Oh, I haven't been able to have them at the buffet, but I did get them at...
You got them, not on the buffet.
And I ordered the large size, and let me tell you, I was ready to eat the whole thing. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't. So the medium size will also do you if you're just one person, but it's probably perfect for two big boys like me and Greg.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, if you're on some kind of diet, you can get a gluten-friendly pizza.
That is some kind of
Ezekiel
diet.
Ezekiel pizza. and you can get a cauliflower pizza.
That's
you ever
right.
had a cauliflower pizza?
I haven't.
You know, that's the crust mm-hmm. made out of cauliflower, right?
Yeah.
It's really
to be
good.
All right.
Yeah,
yeah
it's
yeah.
really good.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I've actually had one. Then you look at all the sandwiches they got. My favorite sandwich is the JW.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just like JW.
The so. Precious.
Yeah, yeah, I like the precious sandwich. But
speaking
I mean,
of JW.
That's right. I've got JW's dumpster service, 870-784-2700. You call, we haul, trash pickup, dumpster rentals, whatever you need to mm-hmm. to get your trash where it needs to be, you call call Jackson, 870-784-2700. And also got Ayers Cleaners.
Nice.
They're down at 621 West Gilson Avenue in DeQueen. And every week we talk about the wash, dry, fold, a pound. It is amazing.
That's amazing.
It's one of the most amazing things we talk about
it's
on the podcast.
It's completely changed my life.
But they also talk, you know, they also do blankets, comforters, curtains, doilies, pillows, placemats, rugs, sheet sets, tablecloths, balances. If you can be cleaned,
yeah,
they'll clean it.
That's awesome.
And they're open Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12, so that's a plus as well.
For your convenience.
Would you think it'd be easier to just talk about the stuff they don't do?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You know, I'm liking the idea. You got, like, Grandma's quilt that's been in the family. You know, they can take care of that and anything you can imagine. The last thing I do want to mention here is the Howard, Little River, and Sevier County Hunting Clubs. Donate your deer. Help those in need. This is sponsored by Prime Country Meats and Dr. Randy Walker, helping feed hungry Arkansans. Let me tell you, one club's going to win $1,000. All donated deer will remain locally in the food pantries here in DeQueen, Horatio, Dirks, and at CCC UA. Who? Howard, Little River, and Sevier County Hunting Clubs. When? At the beginning of October 1st all the way to December 31st. What? Hunters donate their deer to be processed at Prime Country Meats. How? Hunters receive a ticket for each deer donated. Where? Prime Country Meats, located at 526 Clear Creek Road in Horatio. So I'm guessing a drawing, and one of those clubs is going to win $1,000. I have had some of the stuff that they make with these, like some of the deer jerky sticks, and we have the guy come in, really great guy. I always forget his name, but he comes in and he brings that stuff. It's delicious, and it helps feed those in need. So we appreciate that, and Dr. Randy Walker for sponsoring it as well. That's it, man. That's our title sponsor. Anything else that you wanted to mention?
Just one thing. How about the Dirks Clinic?
Yeah, the Dirks Clinic, man. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. All of the services that you've come to expect over there, and they're growing out at Dirks. And speaking of Dirks, let's talk to the outlaw aficionado, King Tut.
Well, I'm going to make quick work of Friday night's game because we got a lot to discuss, really. The Go Devils from Gurdon came to Dirks. Everything on the line for both teams, really, you know, as far as playoffs go. And Gurdon come out on top 14-13 as the Outlaws late in the game attempted a two-point conversion to go ahead by one. They didn't convert, kicked an onside kick and recovered it. So they had another chance, and then they turned it over on downs, and Gurdon basically was able to run out the clock after that. Gurdon had everything to play for. You know, they had to win to get into the playoffs. The Outlaws, with a win, secure a spot, but they were also alive with a loss if Murfreesboro defeated Mineral Springs, which was probably the upset of the week this week in 2A football, as Mineral Springs dominated Murfreesboro.
They really did.
That left the Outlaws out in the cold as far as the playoffs, bringing their season to an end. Some numbers from the game the other night, you know, Jordan Hill, 15 carries, 90 yards. Two touchdowns, leading rusher, followed closely by Kersey with 89 yards on 13 carries. And then you have the usual suspects on defense, Kersey, Salazar, Dugan. Kersey had 11 tackles, Salazar 8, Dugan 14. You know, that's just what they've done all year.
Well, you know, Hootens, I think, picked the Outlaws seventh.
Because that first episode, I said they're wrong. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Well, I was just about to get to talk about that because what we knew that they didn't know was that Jordan Hill and Kason Dugan were back in the fold.
Yes.
And you and I talked about how they could turn the season into a 6 or 7 win season, which it did, but just ran into some unfortunate luck there at the end with the Go Devils and with the Mineral Murfreesboro game.
Yeah, it was a bad break, but I mean, if you handle business, you're in there. So,
right.
Hats off to the Go Devils. You know, they came to play ball, and from what the coaches tell you after the game, that Go Devil team's not what they've watched on film all year. You know, I think they've had a lot of turnovers, issues with turnovers and offenses, you know, and they got in the wishbone and just ran it.
You see them as one of the low seeds in the playoffs that could go in and pull an upset?
Where do they go to? I can't remember where they go.
Where were y'all headed?
We would have been the three going to Des Arc.
Okay.
I don't know where they're going either, but I, you know, one thing I do know about Gurdon, they always have speed.
Well coached.
Yeah.
And speed. And yeah, like I say, they got in a wishbone, and the Outlaws never really stopped them running the ball the other night. You know, they turned it over on their first possession, and I don't know, just it was a heartbreaking loss for the Outlaws. And I know the seniors, you know, they put a lot into this program, and so tough way to go out for them, but what a great group of seniors they've been.
Well, brother, who's going to be your Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Outlaw Player of the Week?
Ironically, it's going to be players.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with those seniors. Nine of them, nine seniors the Outlaws lose, and they're going to be, when you hear these names, you're going to recognize them from hearing them on the podcast, and these kids are going to be hard to replace. Jordan Hill, Grayson Kersey, Justin Humphreys, Juan Salazar, Caleb Woodall, Sam Ernest, Kason Dugan, P.J. Eisenhower, and Jaron Hill. Out of those nine seniors, I would say five or six of those have got Player of the Week at one time or another over the last 2 years.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of all-conference and maybe an all-state in those seniors that you're losing. Of course, y'all had a great year freshman football and should be able to replace some of those holes.
Well, with that being said about these seniors, three of those were on the Farm Bureau watch list.
Yeah.
And that's going to be Jordan Hill, finished the season with around 1,300 yards rushing. 20 touchdowns is what we have him at. A few other people think he had a few more than that, but the official stats have him at 20 touchdowns. Kason Dugan, leading tackler for the Outlaws, around 85 tackles, I believe, on the season. And Jaron Hill, and I can't remember. He had, from the defensive line, I want to say around 50.
That's a really good season for
I think you said
line.
41 unassisted.
Okay.
I may be wrong. I think that's what you told
me. I was thinking it was around 50 total. And
yeah.
Yeah, 41 unassisted from a defensive line. So congratulations to Jaron Hill, Kason Dugan, and Jordan Hill on that. You know, they'll be the on that watch list, which,
yeah.
You know, they can advance. I think they'll update it ever so often.
Yeah.
Looking at Gurdon, just who they play, just because you ask, they play at Lepanto, East Poinsett County. So, that you know, the advantages that they would get against a lot of teams, they're not going to have against them.
Speed won't be the...
No, it won't be an advantage for them. It won't be something that Lepanto or East Poinsett County hadn't seen. So, it may be a tough go for the Go Devils. But anyway, football done with for the Outlaws and... You've named the seniors as the players of the week for Todd Moore Shelter Insurance. Basketball starts Thursday. Ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Can I get into one thing before?
Yeah, you got to do that. I know what it is.
Cross country.
Yeah.
The senior girls, back-to-back state runner-up, you know, on Saturday, and I went up there in really good running conditions.
Yeah, pouring down rain,
wasn't it? A flood.
Did you get wet?
Not too bad, my feet. Other than that, I got big feet.
Yeah. Umbrella wouldn't cover them.
I was under an umbrella. My feet were not. But, hey, congratulations to the senior girls. I mean, and I'm gonna run those names down for you real quick. Breezy Faulkner, Lily Hogg, Allie Sayer, Gracie Thigpen, Hannah Kirby, Carly Mounts, Aspen Pugh, Kaylee Mounts, Sophie Younger, Valerie Marquez, Abby Vaughn, and Emma Manasco. And thanks to the hard work of all those girls, the Outlaws will get another runner-up trophy.
Yeah, it was a big one, too.
Yeah.
And just want to mention, we want to mention the Also, the DeQueen Leopards cross country teams, both boys and girls, finished fifth overall in state. Had three all state performers: Randy Rodriguez. I should have wrote it down. Yeah, Sierra Wilson was a girl, and there's another boy, and I'll look it up before we finish.
Okay,
and we'll get that before we finish. I'm sorry, it may be laying over there somewhere, Jeff.
So it's Jeff's fault.
Yeah, no, it's not Jeff's fault, and I may have discarded it by now. But anyway, anything else outlaw related that you want to talk about?
Well, just the basketball. You know, we get started this week and
go full force, right?
Yeah. By the time this airs, the junior high will have played DeQueen. It's a Tuesday night game, but Thursday night the senior high teams come to DeQueen. Both senior high teams will play, and I hear there's a good crew going to call that ball game on 92-1.
The best. Yeah, special guest.
All right.
We've been hawking him on the brew crew.
All right.
Yeah, not telling them who it was. So
does he eat salad?
We're gonna. We don't know if he eats it. He gets his picture taken with it though. We want to take a second to mention the Union Bank of MENA as they sponsor the Eagle Player of the Week each week. Eagles didn't play football this week, but starting with next week, we'll begin our basketball coverage, and they'll be on that time. And we appreciate Union Bank of MENA for all they do for Eagle Athletics all year long. Tony, on to the Players of the Week. The Toad Thumper Lures Offensive Player of the Week is going to be
Sheldon Thompson from the Ashdown Panthers, 126 yards on the ground and an interception. He's had a great year. He's on the Farm Bureau watch list right now for 4A, and we wanted to acknowledge him this week.
All right, and the Horatio State Bank Defensive Player of the Week.
Matthew Gawicki from the Foreman Gators is going to be our Defensive Player of the Week. Congratulations, Matthew.
Yeah, good job. Adarose Designs, Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Player of the Area for this week is going to be
Jake Martin from the DeQueen Leopards. Jake's had two solid seasons, and 10 tackles, one tackle for loss in the game with Arkansas High. So congratulations, Jake. You'll have a T-shirt coming your way.
I think you cut Greg off. He was about to give you a drum roll over there.
I was.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay. No problem. I can do it now. All right, that's it.
More cowbell.
Yeah. Oh, well, what else you guys want to talk about? I know there's nothing football related y'all want to talk about, right?
The Steelers did the Cowboys and the Eagles a favor Sunday and beat the Commanders. You know, the Steelers, though, they're coming into the part of their schedule that I dreaded, starting with the Commanders. You know, they were fortunate to win that game, sitting at 7-2, but have all their division games ahead of them, which are, even with the Browns, those are dogfights. They play the Ravens next week. They have two left with the Ravens, two left with the Bengals, two left with the Browns, and they have the Chiefs and the Eagles. That's the remaining schedule for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So
hey, you're going to have to walk.
Yeah. Well, there's eight games remaining. If they could go 4-4 and finish 11-6, you think that'd be good enough to probably be in contention for the division and probably get you in the playoffs. But you go 3-5 and that's 10-7. You don't know.
Yeah. You're right. Steelers playing really well. You can't argue that. We talked about it with Hayden earlier with Ashdown, winners win.
Winners win.
What about those Commanders, though? I mean, I would think they're the surprise of the NFL right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, they were within, whether you thought it was I thought it was a good spot. A lot of people thought it was a bad spot, but they were within if they get that first down, they're probably within 10 or 12 yards of field goal range to beat the Steelers. So, that my dad, I was telling Greg this at church Sunday night, you talk about the Steelers being fortunate or lucky or whatever. And I said, well, you know, there's just some teams that win 70 or 80% of those games. And it's winners win. Losers lose and winners win. And
quit talking about the Cowboys.
Like it or not, the Steelers are one of those organizations that win those kind of ball games.
Well, I mean, I'm sure most people know this, especially if you're a football fan. But Tomlin, has never had a losing season there.
Yeah, you know, that's crazy. He ain't gonna have one this year either.
That's amazing. That's
yeah. It is amazing. I don't think there's really anything.
How about everyone? I don't remember one person on TV or me or any of us saying when he went to Russell Wilson, yeah, that's the right move. Guess what? Mike Tomlin may be the only coach in the NFL other than Andy Reid that could have done something like that and got away with it. And now Russell Wilson's 3-0 and the Steelers are scoring more points and have 8 more yards than they had with Justin Fields.
After Friday night, though, an outlaw game, I didn't have to stress over the weekend. The Razorbacks had a bye.
That was Thursday night.
Thursday night, you're right.
Yeah.
So I did stress Friday. Yeah.
You didn't know what to do, did you?
Because I was in the rain at the cross country.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. While we're talking about cross country, I said I'd mention this later. The three young people that made All-State for the Leopards, Randy Rodriguez, Arturo Quintana, and Sierra Wilson. Sorry about that, Arturo.
Congratulations.
I didn't forget your name. I just misplaced it for a minute. I pulled it out. So congratulations to them. Also, congratulations to the Lady Outlaws from Dirks on theirs.
Apparently, the Cowboys are considering building a new stadium.
Yeah. That'd make good sense.
Jerry gets more riled and riled and riled as the season goes on. Maybe he should quit doing post-game interviews.
I think what we should do, well, you know, his team's turning on him now.
Yeah.
And on McCarthy. And the deal is McCarthy should have never been the quarterback. You can, you know, Jerry Jones is what he is. You know, he's a moneymaker. He's not a general manager of a football team. And I think some of the – while he's probably made money, I don't think that he's making good decisions as far as general management goes. You know, they could have made – I mean, and I've said this before, they could have made two different hires. They needed Sean Payton as coach, which wouldn't have happened, like you said, and they needed Derrick Henry, and they could have got Derrick Henry.
Oh, I think
easy.
For sure.
You kind of touched on it. It doesn't matter what level. I mean, high school level. We've seen it at Arkansas on a college level and NFL. If you lose the locker room, you're in trouble. And they're losing the locker room.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, and if I read the paper right, and I'm reading a little bit into it, I think Dax is undone for the year.
He is.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Yeah, they're shoving him for the year. So. Yeah. So they see that there's nothing to play for this season.
Right. Right. But, you know, hey, just the way it goes.
You know, get Lance out there and see what you got. I mean, you know what you got in Cooper Rush. He started
a backup quarterback.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. That's all you got.
So see what you got in Trey Lance.
Yeah, maybe you can trade him for a running back.
No knock
or something.
Cooper, I mean, he's a better quarterback than me, but I'm not an NFL quarterback either.
Well, I don't. You know, that's the thing about Cooper Rush. I mean, he's a serviceable quarterback. You know, if we had Derrick Henry at running back, Cooper Rush would be fine.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, nobody's afraid of Zeke. Nobody.
No.
There's a lot of Cooper Rushes at the NFL that never have to step foot on the field.
That's right.
I mean,
that's right.
Making good money with that clipboard.
Yeah. Well, and so, you know, this week, it's kind of switching over to college. Big football game for all us old guys. Yeah. Horns down, right?
Horns down.
Yeah, that's right. Texas at Arkansas, 11 o'clock Saturday morning. Got any thoughts on that, Tut?
They kick off about the time I pour my first bowl of Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
And why we get all early games?
I think it's to our advantage to have this one early. Don't you?
Less people to watch it, or what are you talking about?
Well, I'm hoping some of the horns don't wake up.
Well, this is the type of game that we show up for, I think. I mean, I might be wrong. They might backhand us early and often, but it wouldn't surprise me if we're competitive in this game.
Well, no, it wouldn't surprise me either, but it also wouldn't surprise me if we lost by 50 points. You know, I'm not going to be surprised either way. I think the one thing that irritates me about this is we spent all these years when Texas was down and we could have beat them, not playing them, and now they come into the conference just when they start getting good again. And so we have to play them. But you know, I tell you what, I would almost take a 1-10 season, 1-11 season if we beat Texas by 25.
You are Oatesville.
Yeah. I just do not like the Longhorns, and hope the best for the Razorbacks. What we're looking at really realistically is we got to beat Louisiana Tech the next week to become bowl eligible. Super important for the Razorback program.
Speaking of bowl eligible, Tony, you got something you'd like to talk about?
Well, the Herd is bowl eligible again, 8 straight years and 20 of the last 25, which is the second best in the G5 to be bowl eligible 20 out of 25 years. A trivia question, who's first? Of the G5 schools.
Boise State.
Boise State, that's exactly right. They've been bowl eligible 22 of 25 years. That's pretty solid.
It is pretty solid.
Another note on the Herd, this is the 14th is the anniversary of the plane crash, so this is the 75 week. They'll host Coastal Carolina in the 75 game Saturday. Marshall's pretty much unbeatable in those games, so hopefully we can get another win.
So bet on Marshall.
I was going to say, what's the line on that?
I don't know what the line is. I haven't looked at it, but
I got a buddy
on those weekends where Marshall wears those black uniforms and black helmets and has the names of all the plane crash victims right here on the stripe.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, they're hard to handle usually that weekend.
That's crazy. Anything else you got on anything?
No, I think we
pretty much covered that.
I think we have covered it. Well, appreciate y'all letting me talk about the Herd a little bit.
Hey, no problem at all.
Good luck to Jim Cross and those Panthers. The rest of us are getting basketball ready.
That's exactly right. Greg and I are fixing to get in the car here in a little bit.
Yeah, and head off. Marshall's favored by 8.5.
8.5.
I think you take Marshall and give the points. What do you think, Tony?
That's what I would do.
I'll pass that on.
Okay. Okay.
I got a buddy that'd be interested in that.
All right. Well, appreciate, kind of wrapping up football. Got a little bit left with the Panthers. Looking forward to talking to Jim next week about them and what's hopefully a victory over Highland. And look forward to talking about basketball next week and moving on. We appreciate everybody listening to us. We appreciate all the coaches and all the play-by-play guys that call in and talk to us and tell us about their teams. We appreciate especially the kids. That's who we do it for. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.